Ain't you glad to be up on this side? Yeah. Acts 27, if you have your Bibles. If you don't, look on with somebody. Amen? That word will do you good. Holding that word, toting that word, carrying that word, it'll do you good. Acts 27 this morning, and I want to share. Have you ever read a book but went to the back of the book when you was in the middle of the book? When I was in school, we was going to take a test. I'd always go to the back of the book. They had the answers in the back of the book. And the teacher said, don't go to the back of the book. Take and look, because the answer's there. And she trusted us. Some of us. Hey, I had to get out of there. Amen? Can't stay in there forever. All right. Hey. I was sitting up here a while ago. And I don't know where this come over me, Shay Taylor. Brother Shay, I don't know. I was sitting there and... I was thinking about perfect plays back when we played football. Y'all remember that? I don't think they do that no more. They just play. They don't do perfect plays. And I'll never forget, years later, I had seen Mike Dean. He'd come to church here. And I asked him, I said, how did y'all know they was perfect plays? You know, we did plays and then we did perfect plays. How'd you know they was perfect plays? He said, did you believe that? I said, for 2 hours in, I believed it. Sweat running. He said, oh no, that's just when we got tired to go home, we said, y'all done it perfect. Can I say to you, there is no perfect life. You're going to leave this walk one day, and it won't be on your performance how you get to heaven. It'll be where you've put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. This morning, I want to preach a title, For I Believe God. For I believe God. I can't answer that question for you, and you can't answer that question for me, but I believe God. Acts chapter 27, beginning in verse number 14, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I promise you I'll preach fast if you'll listen fast. Amen? Acts 27, 14, the Bible says, are y'all happy to be here? Man, y'all must have had a rough night last night. Your American Idol favorite must have got kicked off last week. Hey, this ain't a doom and gloom place. This is the best place you're going to be all week long. I promise you, you're going to get beat the rest of the week. If you're a child of God, man, this place, you ought to be happy. Smile on your face, grinning from ear to ear. You say, I don't know what I've been through, preacher. You don't have a clue. It don't matter. We've all been through something, amen. You ought to have your mama call you a liar. Mama's in the hospital. Went over there Friday and told her, I said, you got to spend 21 days starting Monday. She said, you're a liar. Thank God I got a doctor on speed dial. I called Brother Brett. Same woman called me a liar. I said, Mama, this is Brother Brett. She said, hello, honey, how are you? Brett said, hon, I'm doing good. Are you feeling good? I'm just about to die. And then Brother Brett says this, nothing different than I've said. He says, now, hon, you know come Monday you're going to have to go for 21 days. That's what's going to get you better. Whatever you say, hon. There's somebody not going to believe nothing you say. They want to hear it from somebody else. There's some of you heard me tell you that Jesus Christ will get you out of the mess you're in, but you don't believe it. And you want to hear it from somebody else. Can I say to you, if it's written in this book, you can bet on it. Amen. Woo! Glory. Acts 27, verse number 14. The Bible says, but not long after they arose against a tempest wind called the Euroclodon. And when the ship was called and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Woo! And running under a certain island which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat, and which when they had taken up the use of the helps under guarding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, and we straight sail. And so we were driven, and being exceedingly tossed with the tempest the next day, they lightened the ship. And the third day we was cast out with our own hands, the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long absences, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me Folks, you listen to me. You're not going to stand before God and say that preacher didn't tell me that they was a hell to shun. He didn't. You ain't going to be able to stand there and say, Brother BJ didn't tell me that hell was real. The Bible says that in hell the rich man lifted up his eyes. If you got any other version, it's going to say, and in Hades he lifted up his eyes. I'm not here to sugarcoat nothing. I'm here to tell you that except a man repent and be born again, he'll spend eternity in a devil's hell. You say, preacher, that's what you think. No, I believe God. Amen. Hey, there's a hell to shun and there's a heaven to gain. Amen. And there's what the Bible says. But after long absences, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and who had gained us this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and who I serve. Whoa, glory! Saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Here it is. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you that all I have to do is believe in you this morning. Believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you this morning that you are my creator. I thank you that you're my Christ. I thank you that you're my Savior. I thank you that you are what I'm not, Father. You're high and lifted up. You're perfect and I'm not. You're peace and I'm not. You're powerful and I'm not. You're the Almighty One and I'm not. Lord God, they didn't come to hear me, but they've come to hear you. I pray for the next few moments that when they leave this place, they can say, oh, I believe God. I don't necessarily believe the things of this world, but I do believe God. I do believe thus saith the word of God. And Lord, I pray this morning that somebody would apply it to their life. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless this time. Bless the hearers of the word. Bless the reading of the word. Lord, you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me get completely out of the way. Let me preach clearly this morning that thus saith the word of God. If somebody needs to rededicate their life, let them rededicate it this morning under the power of the Holy Ghost. If somebody needs to be saved, let them be saved under the power of the Holy Ghost. If somebody needs to be baptized that's never been, let them come forth this morning to be scripturally baptized under the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray this morning that your will be done, and I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning as we come, for I believe God. This morning, if I ask you a question around this room this morning, and I ask you, do you believe God? Would you say yes? Hey, preacher, I believe God. There's a lot going on in this world, but I believe God. There's a lot of turmoil, and there's a lot of things going on, but I believe God. I believe every word of the Scripture this morning. The one I don't understand in the Scripture, I believe it. A Scripture I do understand, I believe it. I believe it from cover to cover. This morning as we come to the text, Apostle Paul, he found himself in a mess. And as in verse number 20, he said, all hope is gone. In verse number 20, he told him, he said, sirs, all hope is gone. Hey, we're fixing to be shipwrecked. Hey, we're fixing to go under. It's fixing to go down. And he said, but I believe God. But in verse 25, he stood up and he said, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I say we need some men of God to stand up and say, hey, family, hey, don't you worry about what's going on in the world, for I believe God. And we need some daddies to say, I don't have all the answers, but I believe God. We need some mamas to stand up and say, I don't have all the answers, but I believe God. Hey, we need some preachers to stand up that ain't got the answers and tell the congregation, I'm not a know-it-all. Hey, but I believe God. Amen. Hey, we need some deacons to stand up and say, I don't know everything, but I believe God. This morning, when you stand up and you say, as Paul did, I believe God, can I say to you that believing God does not exempt you and I from some things that would happen in our life? You think that when you believe God, everything's going to be a smooth sailing. Everything's going to be roses. There ain't going to be no sickness. There's not going to be no diseases. I got good news for you. Hey, a saved man will go through the same thing that a lost man will go through. The Bible said it'll rain on the just like on the unjust. It's going to come both ways. The only difference when you and I hit a storm is that we got the Savior in our life where the lost man don't. And this morning I want to show you three things that it does not exempt us from. Hey, when you say that I believe God, hey, there's been a lot going on in the world we live in and we ain't exempt from the same thing. But this morning, number one, I want to show you that you're not exempt from storms that are brutal. Storms that are brutal in your life. You know that a saved man, he'll go through a storm just like a lost man. Look with me in verse number 14, what the Bible says, talking about that, that the storms are brutal. If I ask you to raise your hand, but don't do it, have you been in a storm since you've been saved and it's been brutal? Maybe you've had a kid go sideways since you've been saved. Maybe you've had a spouse go sideways. Maybe you've done something in your life and you say, preacher, I don't understand. I say to you that the storms are brutal. Here when Paul came, he said, but not long after. Look in verse 14. He said, there arose, that means that storm's going to come. He said, there arose against us a tempest, which is called a Euroclodon. And that storm would be this, it would be a north wind. Oh, Paul, he had came here, and they were sailing out, and they had got sailing, and that storm came up, and that Euroclodon would be a north wind. It would be a storm like never before. It wouldn't be a little rain shower. It'd be a storm that would beat. It would change directions. Right when you thought you had it all under control, right when you thought you had everything pieced back together, that wind would blow and it would blow it everywhere. That Euroclodon, it came down, and old Paul knew they was in a mess. And as it came down there, it got beaten on that ship that he was in. I thank God, Brother Garrett, that the anchor holds. No matter how the ship does, no matter what goes on, the anchor holds. It keeps us from drifting away. It keeps us from walking away. It keeps us from getting out. It keeps us from burning out. Hey, we stick by the stuff, even though the storms are brutal. Hey, can I say to you this morning, that storms, number one, they come immediately in your life. You say, preacher, I want a heads up when the storms of life are coming. I hope you get one, because I sure don't. Hey, them storms, they'll come immediately. Look what the Bible says, and there arose, or it came up in their life. That storm, it'll come immediately. It'll come quick. Everything will be good. Everything will be going just fine. And all of a sudden, a storm will come, and it'll be brutal. And you won't know where it come from, but all you know is that it came immediately. Can I get an amen? Hey, you're doing good. You lay your head on your pillow, and in the middle of the night, the phone rings, and that storm's come up in your life, and it come immediately. You wasn't expecting it, but it came up in your life. I say, number one, storms that are brutal, they come immediately, but they come intentionally as well. Hey, this morning, they don't only come immediately, but they come intentionally. If you're a child of God this morning, and your faith can't handle storms, hey, you ain't got much of a faith. Can I get an amen? You say, preacher, I want to be saved, but I never want to go through nothing. Well, you ain't not going to be saved. Hey, if you're going to be saved, he's got to show you that the anchor holds. It says that they come immediately. They come quick. They come intentionally. What do they come intentionally for? They come so they can help you and they can grow you. If you never had a storm that was brutal in your life, how would you know how to act as a Christian? Friends, this morning, when the storms come and they blow our way, they're going to be brutal and they're going to come out of nowhere. And you got to know that the anchor holds and you stand firm in what God has called you to do. But I see not only storms come immediately when they are brutal, not only do they come intentionally, and this ain't a correct word, but it's a Detroit word, amen. They come ignorantly, amen. They come ignorantly in our life. Have you ever been sailing along and you ain't done nothing wrong? You're following Jesus and somebody done something so stupid that it came back up in your life. Hey, it started getting on you. It started beating on you. It was a brutal storm in your life. You've not opened your mouth. You've not said a word. Hey, but the storm is all around you. You know what Paul told them in verse number 10? Look in your Bible. Hey, he told them before they ever sailed. He said, brothers, we must not sail. Sirs, we must not sail. We must not leave this safe place. We must stay here. I've seen people, you know what? They want you to be their pastor till you have to be their pastor, and you tell them, don't you go out yonder, don't you go over there. Hey, I want you to know the old devil, he's over there. The old wolf, he's over there. Stay out of that place. Don't go there. Don't you sail. Don't you launch over there. Don't you get caught up in that over there, because it'll destroy you. It's going to bring a storm in your life. But you know what they'll do? They'll do it ignorantly anyway. Amen. Hey, I've been there in my own life where ignorance has took place. Look what he says in verse number 10. And Paul said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt. He said, he told them up front, he said, boys, if you go that way, you're going to be hurt. I say to every child of God in here, when you get out of the will of God, get ready, hurt's going to come. Amen? Hurt is going to come. I see this. Have you ever found yourself in a storm because somebody else would not listen? Have you ever found yourself in a storm because somebody else wouldn't listen? Look what he said in verse number 10. He said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also our lives. He told them, he said, I want you to know that storms are brutal and they come. And you say, preacher, what does that got to do with me? This morning you got to believe God even when the storms come. Amen. Okay, let me give you number two this morning. Not only with storms that are brutal, man, they come in our life. Have you ever been in a storm? Not many. Have you ever been in a storm? I'm talking about you didn't know where it come from. You didn't know what to do. You just knew it came upon you. It was on you. It was on your family. And you didn't know what to do. You know what you do when the storm comes? You keep looking at the lighthouse. You keep looking to the Lord. You keep looking to Him. When them storms get brutal and you don't know where to go and you don't know where to turn, you keep looking. They said they was out in the middle of the ocean, a ship coming in. And as that ship got getting closer and it got getting closer to land, it got getting closer, it seen a light and it was shining at that ship. And that ship went over. It was the Navy, Brother Gary. And you're the one paying attention this morning. I'm wearing you out, son. Your eyes is locked into mine. And he said that ship, when he got there, he got looking, and he told the light, he told that light that was coming, said, you need to move so many knots to the right or we're going to hit head on. And it didn't respond back at the moment. And it radioed again and said, you need to move so many knots. And you know what it said? It come back. It said, I will not move. I'm the lighthouse. I do not move. You're the ones going to have to move. This morning, if you're going to get through the storms in your life, you've got to understand God's not going to move. You're the ones going to have to move. Amen? I see that storms that are brutal, but I see also, I believe God when the ship's been broken. Not only when the storms are brutal, but when the ship's been broken. Have you ever had a storm come to your life and break everything up in your life? Everything that you thought was going to be hunky-dory, you thought it was going to go this way, you thought it was going to work out this way, and all of a sudden a storm come, it was brutal, and the ship got broken. You said, preacher, when it gets broken, God can't use me, God can't do nothing. Can I say to you, God uses broken things. Listen, if you ain't never been broke, you ain't never been saved. Amen. I didn't know I was saved. I was broke. When He broke me down in the conviction of the Holy Ghost, that's when I knew that there was a change. I needed to be saved. Look at this in the Bible. He says, not only storms that are brutal, but ships that are broken. And when a ship is broken into pieces, look in verse 44 of the text. And the rest, look here, after they done have been wrecked, after the storms done come, and they done been broken into pieces, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it come to pass that they escaped all safe to land. I say to you this morning, I believe God, even when my ship has been broken into pieces. Everything is falling apart, you must still trust God. You must still trust God when everything's falling apart. If you lose everything you got, is He still God in your life? If everything, if the vehicle you drove up in here this morning, if it gets taken away this evening, is He still God? Is He God because of the things you have or by what He's done inside of your soul? It ought to be what He's done in your soul, how He saved your soul from a devil's hand. Look at this morning. Number one, storms that are brutal, but the ship's being broken into pieces. I want to slow down and give you this. When a ship's been broken into pieces, everything is falling apart. Trust God. And I want to give you three things that God uses to help you when you've been broken into pieces. Number one, God uses broken pieces. He uses your broken pieces. He uses your broken pieces to help somebody else, and He's used broken pieces to help you from somebody else. It says, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces. The ship that He broke all the way apart, it was destroyed. You know what? They were still hung on to what would float. This morning, can I say to you, the only thing in life that I know will float, and that is the Word of God. It will float. It'll never go down. It'll never be burnt. It'll never be distorted. It'll never be underwritten this morning. It is the Word of God. God uses broken pieces to save you. Can I say this? God uses broken people to save you. Amen. Not only does He use broken pieces, but He uses broken people. When you go inside of a church and you think everybody's got it going on in there, you better get out of that place. You better hit the exit as fast as you can get. You get around a man or a woman and they act like they are everything's... Can I get a witness? They are a liar. The Bible says that if we say we have no sins, we're a liar. This morning, we all got brokenness in our life. He uses broken pieces and He uses broken people to help us in our life. You said, preacher, do you believe that? Yes, I do. Let me show you this morning. It's what I want to show you. God uses broken pieces, He uses broken people, and God uses broken plans to help you in your life. I believe God. Number one, I've seen broken pieces, I've seen broken people, and I've seen broken plans. Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." And here's what He says, "Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I see this morning, I believe God, number one, with the storms that are brutal. I see that I believe God when the ship's been broken into pieces. When everything is scattered and you don't know what to do, give it to God. Amen. There's one thing God can't do. He can't put it all back together unless you give Him all the pieces. So I'm going to give Him part of my life. He don't want part. Well, I'm going to give Him a piece of my life. He don't want a piece of your life. He wants all of you. He don't want half. He don't want some. He don't want three quarters. He don't want 7/8. He wants all of you. He'll either take all of you or He'll take none of you. What? Oh, yeah. Even God can't put you together if you don't give it all to Him. Even God Himself, there's some things God cannot do. Number one, God cannot lie. Titus 1:2, He cannot lie. Let me give you this. He cannot put back something that's broken if you won't give it to Him. Say, "Oh, preacher, here, just reach in and do it." No, He won't. You have a free will in your life. And unless you allow God to come in and fix what's broken, He will not step in. This morning, your situation does not move God. My situation does not move God. The turmoil I'm in does not move God. The turmoil that you're in does not move God. The storm that you're in does not move God. He didn't die for no storm in your life. He died for you because you're in the storm. When you start thinking, well, this is going on and God ought to do this, He didn't die for that storm. He died for you and He died for me. And when I understand storms are going to come and ships are going to be broken, I'll understand this, that God's got my best interest at His hand. He said, "For I know the plans. I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith God." He said, "I know what's best for you. I know when you need a storm to come in your life. I know when you need to be broke up a little bit in your life to get to understand what God's doing in your life." But I'm going to show you something else. "For I believe God," Paul said, "for I believe God." He said, "An angel appeared to me." And he said, "I believe God." Number one, when storms are brutal. Number two, when the ship's been broken. Has your ship ever been broken? I'm talking about when a ship's been broken. You can't help me, Brother Lee. You can't help me. It's only God. Money can't help me. Family can't help me. Friends can't help me. The only thing gets me through that battle is my faith in Christ Jesus. My faith in Christ Jesus. He's not here this morning, but I'll never forget Brother Roy Parker. Brother Roy called me, and he won't mind me using this because he knows. I seen Brother Roy go through a battle in his life. His daughter got killed on I-22 coming back from work one day. And he called me, and he was shook up. She hit, run into the back of an 18-wheeler, killed her instantly. And Brother Roy called me. He was shook up. I called Brandy. I said, "I got to get to the school." I said, "I don't know what to say." You ever know when you don't know what to say, you know what you say? Nothing. When you don't know what to say, don't say nothing. What do? You just be there. Just be there. I walked into Sister Keela's classroom. Brother Roy, I'm telling you what, he was in a bad place. A storm had come that was brutal. His 21, 22-year-old little girl just died. Storm was brutal. His ship had been broken completely into pieces. And I watched that man for days on, weeks on, months on, and years on. And I watched him a couple months ago stand at Broken Lives. We got out of the van to go in, and he said, "I don't want to say nothing tonight. I don't want to say nothing. I'm just going to be ministered to." I said, "Hey, that sounds great, brother. We ain't going to twist your arm. That sounds great." And we got in there, and another man was supposed to get up and speak, and Brother Roy's sitting over there, and he looked at me, and he said, "I got to tell something." "Get it, son." And he jumped up there, and tears rolling down his face. And he started talking about his daughter and the storms in life that had come his way and how brutal that was and how it broke him all the way to the core. And here's what he told him. He said, "The only way that I made it through it is I believe God. I believe God has saved me from something that He knew it was in my..." Man, he just got to tell him what God had did. And I seen God sit down on that man and use him in a mighty way. You see how he had been broken in his life. He didn't hide it. He helped somebody else with it. Maybe this morning you're in here and you've been broken and you say, preacher, I need to be put back together. Once God restores you back together, you need to help somebody else with it. Amen? Let me show you the last thing this morning that I believe God. Number one, when the ship's been broken. Number one, when the storms are brutal. You ever been snake bit? Most of us ain't. But I guarantee you one thing, you've been snake bit in life by somebody. And most of the time, when you get in the most heated part of your life, somebody's going to snake bite you. Somebody's going to get a hold of you. And you got to remember this, no matter what somebody says to you, you got to remember God's on your side. Don't you listen to what the crowd says, you listen to what the Christ, the cross says to you, that you're forgiven, that you've been set free by the blood of Jesus. I'll show you this. Look with me in Acts chapter number 28. Acts chapter number 28. Look with me, if you will, to verse number 3. And when Paul, here he'd come over, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When he needed help, something bit him. I wrote this down. When it gets hot, watch out for snaky things. When you get in a tough position, you get in a tough place, you watch out for snaky things. When it's on fire in the local body church, you watch out for snaky things. And I wrote this down. You watch out for snaky people. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? When storms come in your life, the first thing they're going to want to know is what you've done wrong. Paul hadn't done nothing wrong. He warned them, said, we don't need to go down this road. He warned them, said, we don't need to go down this road. There's a storm coming. There's a ship's going to be broken. And when he come to land, the barbarian people, you can read, when he come to land and he tried to get warm and he tried to get heat, he tried to get what he needed, he got bit. Can I say to you in this local body church, I pray you never get bit by somebody sitting beside you. When it gets hot, watch out for snaky things. When it's on fire, watch out for snaky things. And if you was to get bit, shake them snaky people off that's trying to hurt you. Let me show you how people change so quick. You make sure you believe God and not what people say. Let me show you how quick people changes. For I believe God. This morning, you may have something going on in your life and you just say, preacher, I believe God. The reports coming my way ain't good, but I believe God. If you knew the storms going on in my life, but I believe God. If you knew the battle that I'm going through, but I believe God. If you knew how I've been bit, man, if you just knew how I've been, I just believe God. We need to get to the place where we just believe God. Let me show you how people's mind changed so much. Look in verse 28 and verse number 4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when they should have, when he had swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. He should have died. But after that, they looked with a great while and saw no harm come to him. And they did what? They changed their mind. I wonder who this morning, by the way you've lived your life when storms has come and ships has been broken, that somebody's changed their mind about Jesus and said, hey, I want to follow him because of the way you live your life. This morning said, and they changed their minds and said that he was a god, and in the same quarters were possessed of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us there 3 days courteously. This morning I want to say to you, I believe God, number one, because storms are brutal. Number two, because ships are being broken into pieces in the world we live in. If you don't believe me, homes are being broken apart right now, even as we speak. And there's snakes that bite out of nowhere. This morning, I don't know if you have a storm in your life that you need to just say, preacher, I just need to get to the altar. I can't keep battling this storm. I need to get to the altar. Maybe this morning it's done got past the storm place and you done in a broken place. Or maybe it's done got past that and you're getting bit on every corner. Can I say to you this morning, I believe God. I believe God. You know how close you are to death this morning? You know how close you are to death? You're close. I told this in Sunday school. I went and visited a man last night in the hospital. He's got chemical pneumonia. Chemical pneumonia. His house exploded in Smithville, Mississippi. His dead-in-law's house exploded in Smithville, Mississippi. And I said, exploded? How did it explode? It's how close you are to death. I said, how did it explode? Across from the high school there, how did it explode? So they were raising chickens and stuff, and they needed a refrigerator outside. So they took the refrigerator out of the house and put it outside, put a new one inside. And they took that refrigerator and set it right out in the direct sunlight. And that direct sunlight somehow made that refrigerator explode. Blowed the house up. They got there trying to, I know, same look I got. I've never heard of that. I thought it was going to explode by how much food we put in it. Amen. But never from setting it outside. Plugged up, running. And here's what I asked him. I said, well, when did that happen? He said, it happened Wednesday. I said, when did you get sick? He said, I got sick Friday. When we walked out of his room, I thought about this. How many people ingest stuff all week long? It ain't harming them right now. Storms are in their life and they're just flying right over the top of it. Battles are raging, they just right over the top of it. It's going to come a time, though. Listen to me this morning, that it's going to catch up. What happened to him on Wednesday didn't come to show until Friday. What you do today is going to come out. This morning, I just want you to say this with me. For I believe God. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day, Lord God, this time of invitation. Whoever needs to believe in you, whoever needs to call on your name this morning, let them do it, Father. Lord God, whoever this morning is caught right up in a storm, Father, I pray this morning that you deliver them out of that storm. I pray you give them peace through that storm. Lord God, I pray right now for the one that their ship is being battered, it's being broken, it's being torn. Lord God, it's just crashing in everywhere. Lord, I pray you'd reach down and help them. Lord, that one that's already been snake bit, Father, and they don't really know. They really don't know. If what they should do. They really just don't know. They hear it from every corner, but they just don't know. Lord, I pray this morning you speak peace to their life and let them know that you can calm that sea in their life. You can calm that storm. Lord, I pray that in the name of Jesus this morning. Whoever needs to make a move this morning, let them not go out the back door the same way they come in. Let them make a move to this altar this morning and say, for I believe God. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said.